Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive, during a Festivus week, during the middle of an insurrection, but we're going to stick to football in this one. Luke Jones joins us now in the advance of, you know, I guess every playoff team's worst nightmare, Luke, right? A Saturday night Buffalo mid-January game, snowflakes perhaps in the forecast and a plague on. All that being said, they're playing football this week, and they have a serious chance to go to the Super Bowl. There are some statistical odds makers and some percentage makers out there that believe that they might go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this game. I mean, obviously, Kansas City's the defending Super Bowl champion, but this is a meeting of the two hottest teams in football by the end of the regular season. I mean, look at Buffalo, what they've been able to do since October. I mean, their only loss since then was the Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins Hail Mary in Arizona. That's how close they came. Very similar to the 2019 Ravens in terms of not just a nice winning streak going into the postseason, but a really long winning streak. So for as much as we've talked about how hot the Ravens have been, you have an argument the Buffalo Bills have been even hotter. And when you look at their body of work, I believe of the AFC playoff field, I want to say they had the toughest strength of schedule. I believe they had the best strength of victory. So this is a team that's beaten good teams as well. You know, this isn't a 13-3 team that got really, really lucky with the schedule, whereas some people could have tried to, at the very least, poke holes in the fact that, well, the Ravens, they played the Browns. Who else did they play down the stretch? So obviously Kansas City, until someone knocks them off, they're the rightful favorite in the AFC. But when you look at both Buffalo and Baltimore, I mean, you have two teams that peaking at the right time, have really special young quarterbacks that are playing at a high level. And it's interesting, as much as we talked about the leap that Lamar Jackson made from his rookie year, MVP, led the league with 36 touchdown passes. You look at Josh Allen, where he was a year ago compared to where he is now, where the knock on him was always, okay, real big arm. He can run and move around and kind of give you that young Ben Roethlisberger type of feel, but he wasn't very accurate. Well, he's been really accurate this year, and he's been unbelievable against the blitz. And as I mentioned, kind of like that early stage Ben Roethlisberger, he's really problematic when he escapes the pocket, not just because he can take off and run, but because he makes big plays to a wide receiver core led by Stephon Diggs, who, oh yeah, was only the best statistical wide receiver in the NFL this year.
Luke, you know, for me, Josh Allen presents some issues for the Ravens, and this is going to be a challenge for their defense. And, you know, I guess in the same way that it felt to me like the Steelers used to be when they had Antonio Brown and they had sort of multiple weapons, and his ability to run is, I've watched them play maybe four times in the last 7 or 8 weeks just to kind of get a look at him, figuring like, once we figured out Buffalo was good and we needed to win all these games to get in, I'm like, well, are they any good? You know, Stephon Diggs and what they've added. And I've spoken to a dozen people on Buffalo. You can go check it out at Baltimore Positive to hear all the inside skinny on all that. But this is a different team than the team we saw 13 months ago, for sure.
It really is. And that's where it's kind of an interesting case study because you just mentioned Stephon Diggs and that acquisition in the offseason. As I mentioned, I mean, Josh Allen, when the Ravens went to Buffalo late last year, you saw a guy who very much can make some plays with his legs, has a really strong arm, but the accuracy just wasn't there, especially on the deep ball. And one, it's a major credit to him for the improvement he's made, because you don't just roll out of bed and just because you have Stephon Diggs, you're better, or that much better, I should say. You are better because Stephon Diggs is that kind of a talent, but he put in the work. Then you add someone like Stephon Diggs, you have a slot receiver like Cole Beasley, you have some other playmakers at the wide receiver position. Gabe Davis comes to mind as someone who's explosive, even though he doesn't have a high volume of catches, but he's made big plays for them. But you just have a quarterback who just took that major step forward, like we talked about with Lamar last year. And it's a major credit to him. And in many years, if you didn't have both Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes doing what they did in 2020, Josh Allen would probably be MVP of the league. You know, he had that kind of a season where, you know, people have still talked about him even if it is kind of a, you know, kind of sort of a distant third, but you know, he's been really, really good against the blitz, which what do the Ravens do as much, if not more than anyone in the league? They blitz and they try to confuse you and stunt and use deception. So that's what's going to be really interesting. A year ago, Josh Allen wasn't prepared to handle that. And I think you even heard some of his comments from Buffalo earlier in the week where he watched a tape from 2019 and he said it was hard to watch from his perspective. So he's gotten that much better. That said, it's one thing to talk about throwing all these touchdowns against the blitz and throwing for all these yards against the blitz. The Ravens blitz is a little bit different than most teams, you know, with the way that they deceive and they'll show pressure and then only rush four, or they'll have someone come up at the very last second. So it's really going to be a contrast in strengths right there in terms of a defense that loves to blitz. But you have a quarterback who can move around, can take off, throws really well on the run, and has just torched the blitz in 2020. So it's really interesting to see, but you know, that case study that I think will be interesting, hypothetically, let's say if the Ravens do lose on Saturday night and Josh Allen has a big game throwing the ball to Stephon Diggs, I think one thing you're going to hear Ravens fans talking about going into the offseason is, well, look what Buffalo did for their young quarterback and what kind of impact it had bringing in someone like a Stephon Diggs. And you would have people probably saying, offering a similar sentiment for wanting the Ravens to bring in a wide receiver of that caliber. So,
well, Antonio Brown was available, you know.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins was someone that they had some discussions about that. Now, Bill O'Brien pretty clearly didn't want to deal Hopkins to someone else in the AFC, so he ends up dealing him to Arizona for a very mediocre return, which is interesting. It'd be interesting to know.
Wrecking the franchise.
Yeah. Well, wrecking his own coaching career.
There's a lot of people looking for coaches all of a sudden, right? Like Peterson's out, right? Like it's a mess.
Sure. But you know, it's clear that the Ravens, you know, they had some of those conversations and they explored that, but they didn't do it. And I'm not saying that you give a team whatever they want, and certainly you have your value and your price that you're willing to pay for those types of deals. But Buffalo did bring in Stephon Diggs, and it's hard not to look at the correlation there. As I mentioned, it's not just about him, but when you bring in someone that is that explosive, that talented, and puts up those types of numbers for a quarterback who previously was kind of known as being, well, a flawed, you know, kind of dented can kind of quarterback who had some real raw talents, but hadn't really put it together. It is interesting to see that. And I think it kind of serves as a case study that, you know, if the Ravens win the Super Bowl, then I don't think people are going to be talking about it nearly as much. But if they don't, I think a lot of people would look at what the Bills did for Josh Allen in the offseason and say, maybe if you do that with Lamar Jackson, there's another level he can hit, which would obviously be terrifying for the rest of the NFL.
Well, dude, league loves quarterbacks, right? And you and I aren't going to sit and get breezy about this at the Super Bowl with a bunch of people, but we're down to the final four in this conference, and there's Baker Mayfield, Mahomes, Lamar, and Josh Allen, right? So the notion that they're going to get a young gun, that, you know, the days of the Marinos and the Aikmans and, you know, whatever, but the notion that it's Brady and Peyton Manning and even Roethlisberger, Breeze might get there, Aaron Rodgers might get there, but to what they've tried to do in turning over where the young talent lies. And at one point they thought that was Jared Goff. I think at one point they thought that might have been Matt Stafford and some other guys as well, who's, you know, these guys are now into their 30s and haven't gotten there. But the AFC Championship game, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson's going to be there in year three, right? Year three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, and not number one overall, you know, Josh Rosen's not there, right? But young quarterbacks to go around, and franchises like Buffalo and Cleveland, they're playing football this weekend, which is, that can't be bad for the league in a plague. I mean, I know they prefer the Giants and the Cowboys, and I get all of that, but this is a good weekend for them, I think, for the league.
No question. And just having those young quarterbacks, as you mentioned, it's fascinating to see what the AFC looks like in the divisional round quarterback wise compared to the NFC, where you have a bunch of graybeards. And Jared Goff, which, you know, not a gray beard, but certainly
Well, the only
not
reason
a,
you have the one gray beard is because he left the AFC to go to the NFC. And you talk about the Bills, why they went 13-3. Have you seen the Patriots lately? You know, I mean, the Patriots just moved out of town this year, right? So, you know, the Bills have had a lot going for them. And, you know, they're stoked for this game. And I think that they're a favorite in this game. They're supposed to win. I'm having a hard time sort of figuring out how this game plays out from a – is it going to be high scoring, low scoring? I don't know. I mean, both these teams have the ability to go up and down the field on the wrong defense, and both of these defenses have the ability to take the ball away.
They do, and I think that's what makes this such an interesting contrast. I talked about the Ravens being a team that likes the blitz, how good Josh Allen has been against the blitz in terms of passing. We know what he can do with his legs. He's not Lamar Jackson, but he's right up there among the best rushing, scrambling, mobile quarterbacks in terms of being able to move. I mean, we saw that really last year while Lamar was rushing for 1,200 yards. You know, Josh Allen did some nice things with his legs as well.
And he's got more of that Cam Newton run you over.
Yeah, sure. And he like Lamar, when Lamar is playing at his best, will escape the pocket but still be looking downfield and still be dangerous and not just be, you know, kind of what you think, you know, where he was last year, which was – when he left the pocket, chances are he was just running. This year, we've seen him looking downfield, and we've seen those wide receivers kind of play that scramble drill. You mentioned it. It's a great comparison talking about Antonio Brown with the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger, not the last 5 years, but go back 10 years ago for Ben Roethlisberger, what kind of quarterback he was then, where he'd escape the pocket. You think he's going to take off, and then he throws it 40 yards downfield, and Pittsburgh scores a touchdown. So there's always that danger, but so you have that. But then on the flip side, the Buffalo defense, which has played really good football down the stretch, but what's their biggest weakness? Stopping the run. What do the Ravens do better than anyone else? Run the football. So you really do have a couple matchups in this game beyond just talking about the quarterbacks in general who are both playing at such a high level, but you have a couple areas that are strength versus strength, you know, in terms of Ravens blitz, Josh Allen against the blitz. But on the flip side, you have the Ravens run game against a Buffalo defense that's had its issues stopping the run. Now, I will say, go back and look at that matchup last year. As much as maybe you don't take away a whole lot in terms of what you saw from Josh Allen, that is a Bills defense that, keep in mind, does have a defensive-minded head coach. So I think there is some pride that factors in there with a head coach who, you know, kind of cut his teeth on the defensive side of the ball to not let the Ravens completely embarrass you with their run game. But Buffalo did, relative to other teams, especially when you consider how that Ravens offense was humming last November and December, Buffalo did a pretty respectable job against this Ravens offense. And they did a pretty good job against the Ravens running game. Now, that running game's much different now than it was then. It's J.K. Dobbins now. It's more of a gap scheme. It's more outside runs and misdirection compared to the more zone-heavy stuff they were doing a year ago. But it will be interesting to see how those how those two units fare against one another. So it's very interesting. I do think this is a pretty good matchup for the Ravens overall. But as I mentioned, you know, you can talk about everything the Ravens did, winning five straight to close the regular season. But, I mean, Buffalo has played as well as anyone. And, yeah, you made mention of the fact that it helps that Tom Brady wasn't in New England anymore and the Patriots fell off. But, again.
But there's no Roethlisberger, no Phillip Rivers, you know, some of the usual suspects, right?
Sure. But just in terms of their strength of schedule, in terms of their strength of victory, I mean, Buffalo didn't get many cheapies. I mean, they beat some quality teams. And that's, you know, look at what they did against a Miami team that had everything to play for in week 17. Buffalo played their starters for, you know, their most key guys for the first half. They beat them by 30 points. I mean, that's a Dolphins team that was desperate, had everything to play for to make the playoffs. And they beat the Panthers.
And they didn't even have Brian Cox.
Yeah.
That's an old school reference there for you.
Yeah,
like that.
There you go.
There's a good.
Exactly. So, but I mean, they beat some quality teams and they blew out some teams. And you kind of look at how they profiled from the time they lost to Kansas City in mid-October. It was that game that got moved to a Monday night, kind of one of those weird games early in the season that got shuffled around because of COVID outbreaks elsewhere. They've played really not just good, they played great football for the better part of the last 2.5 months. And I'll defer to Kansas City, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. And, you know, Kansas City, 14-2, and lost their last game because they weren't really trying. So, you know, you kind of look at them, they haven't truly lost a game that mattered for them since that Oakland game earlier in the season. But Kansas City, lots of those one score wins. And we've talked about that. And it's been talked about this week with the Browns going into Arrowhead and trying to size up their chances. But this Buffalo team, as I mentioned, they're a Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins Hail Mary away from having not lost since mid-October. So, you know, that's a team you have to take seriously. And I think it's interesting because these are two teams, upstart teams. You know, they both made the playoffs last year. Obviously, Buffalo lost in the wild card round, a game they had a chance to win at Houston. We know what happened to the Ravens in Tennessee, but they both got their breakthrough win last weekend. And, you know, Buffalo handles Indianapolis and put up points against a good Colts defense. Wasn't a perfect performance, but a good performance, and, you know, very similar in the way to how the Ravens handled the Titans. You know, they scored 20 points. It wasn't this amazing offensive explosion, but from the second quarter on, the Ravens, you know, really kind of had control of that football game and really did a great job in the second half maintaining control of that football game. So I think any matchup that didn't involve Kansas City, this is the best one that the AFC was going to have. I mean, these are the two hottest teams in the AFC that, you know, are chasing the Chiefs, and assuming the Chiefs take care of the Browns, which I think they will, you never know. But you know, I think this is the best possible scenario. If you want the best matchup in the AFC championship, it was going to be who wins, Ravens or Bills, and then they're going to get Kansas City.
By the way, you and I didn't even communicate Sunday after the game, right? So the Ravens win, you're working, I'm working, we're asking questions, and I'm in these hostage video chat rooms we're in. And the game comes on Sunday night, I'm like, and I told you, I found myself rooting for the Steelers in week 17, and the game didn't last long enough for me to root for. I mean, the ball went over his head, right? So, like, I didn't get a chance. And fans are like, we want to go to Buffalo, we want to go to Buffalo. And I'm like, I don't know where you want to go. I mean, you know, if you want the Steelers out, I'll hear that, right? I mean, fair enough. But I'm not sure which direction for all of these teams. I would say on Sunday, we're all going to be really big Browns fans if we win, right? And I said that to the Buffalo guys, like the notion that the Browns could go out and take care of your business and we'd be dealing with the Browns here next week if we win on Saturday. I mean, that's like the wet dream scenario we had with the Colts back in 06, and all we had to do was beat them when we were going to host a championship game and couldn't do it, right? And you found that out in retrospect the next day. But this is one of those deals where if the Ravens win, they stand to host a championship game by rooting for the Browns on Sunday and getting the Chiefs out of the way. So I definitely would want that. But out of the Browns and the Steelers on Sunday night, I didn't necessarily think going to Buffalo on a Saturday night was a better bet for the Ravens to win a Super Bowl. I think you're going to have to beat Kansas City either way.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you're down to the divisional round. I mean, what are you really hoping for that's going to be so much better than the alternative? I mean, as John Harbaugh kind of said on Tuesday, it's only great teams that are left. I mean, even the Browns, who I don't think are a great team, but hey, look at what they did on Sunday night. They deserve all the credit.
But if you're trying to avoid the Chiefs, sending them out there to do your bidding, yeah, let them go out there for a week. I mean, sure. If we had to play at 4 o'clock against the Chiefs this week, right, we'd be a 6-point underdog, and you'd be thinking like, this is a hill. And it's probably going to feel that way next week if you get there, but at least you've avoided them for a week. So for that, hey, ball went over Roethlisberger's head. Maybe I should have been rooting for the Browns, but boy, I hate the Browns all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. At the same time, I think anyone who's wishing that too hard hasn't watched a whole lot of Buffalo Bills football over the second half of the season, because they've been a darn good football team, like really, really
and
good.
And here we are on a snowy night, right?
And I would also say this, and maybe this is more the journalist and the writer in me coming out. The better story is the Ravens get going to Kansas. If they win and beat Buffalo on Saturday night, which they have a tremendous opportunity to do that, the better story is going through Kansas City, right? I mean, it's just
No. The better story is beating the Browns' ass in the AFC
way.
Championship game.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Way.
For the Monday night game, the Baker Mayfield thing? Let the Chiefs come back. The Chiefs are going to win 5 Super Bowls.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Get them out of the way.
That is not even close. That is not close to
America
being the
wants
story.
The Browns in the championship game in Baltimore under the bright lights.
The better story is the
and they
Ravens
better damn well give me
through
a second press credential if that AFC Championship game's here next week. That's all.
The better story is the Ravens breaking through and finally getting over the hump against the Kansas City Chiefs, the team that, as much as people tried to hype up Tennessee being their kryptonite, no. Kansas City has been their kryptonite.
Yeah, you haven't allowed me to dream the dream of a Ravens-Browns championship game. You just urinated upon it. You're not going to let you do that, because if the Ravens win on Saturday, I'm going to text you. I'm going to – if they don't throw me off Twitter and I'm in jail right now, I will be all over you all day Sunday saying, how can you want to play the Chiefs? What's wrong with you?
I'm not saying you get any barbecue out of this unless I go next week. I'm saying what the better story is. The better story is getting through the team that's beaten you three times since Lamar Jackson became the man here in Baltimore.
Luke, we stole their team. Lamar went in and maybe went number two, maybe had an IV. I don't know. It depends who you ask, right?
Do you honestly, in your heart, again, not saying what game gives the Ravens a better chance to win.
I think Cleveland-Baltimore would be a really good story for the league. I think it'd be red hot. I think Joe Biden will be president by the time the game's played, which I'm happy for. So, yes.
That has nothing to do with
the game. I just think Patrick Mahomes going away for a year would make him hungrier, and then next year they come back and play
again. I think Ravens-Chiefs is a way better story.
All right. Well, let Baker Mayfield go out to the heartland and do his
thing. I'm not saying the Ravens
better win first. I mean, we're talking all this crap, you know. Like,
sure. Well, and that's what I said about preferring not going to Kansas City and preferring to go to Buffalo. Be careful, because the Bills have been pretty darn great, and you could make the argument the Bills – you could absolutely make an argument the Bills are the best team in the league at the end of the regular season. I mean, that's how well they were playing. And the Ravens right up there and duking it out. And Kansas City playing the role of the Ravens last year, where they're kind of cruising to the finish line because they won so many games, because they were in a position where they were 14-1. I'm just saying, if you're truly talking about this from a redemption tour standpoint, in the same way that we talked about the 2012 Ravens, no one was talking about the 2012 Ravens running into the Houston Texans later on in the postseason. They were talking about who? The New England Patriots, and going back to Foxborough and exercising the demons, just like they did against Denver in the divisional round when the Broncos had come to Baltimore, 5 weeks earlier and just completely embarrassed them. So I'm saying, if we're talking about it in terms of if you're writing the book, the way better story is the Ravens going to Kansas City than having a rematch with the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. Baltimore, the Ravens in Baltimore will be excited either way. They could play, they could play the Bengals in the AFC Championship, and people here would love it. But in terms of the best game, in terms of the most
I'll give you the best game would be the Chiefs. I would agree with that. Chiefs are the best team.
I mean, it's they're the defending champions. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. So that's
you're going
all I'm
Ric
saying.
Flair. You want to be the man? You got to beat the man.
Sure, absolutely. And look, if Kansas City comes out and plays like the Ravens did against the Titans last January, and Cleveland jumps on them early and somehow pulls it off, then of course there'll be tons of excitement here. The Ravens will be hosting an AFC championship, albeit without 71,000 people in the stadium. But sure, that would be exciting, and people would talk about that Monday night game. But in terms of the story, in terms of what the Ravens have built over the last 3 years, coming to an apex, coming to a climax, it would be another shot at Kansas City and getting over the hump and getting to the Super Bowl that way and knocking off the defending champs in the same way that the 2012 Ravens went back to the scene of the crime, right? Billy Cundiff, Lee Evans, all the pain, all the disappointment.
I was sitting in the same seat, in the same place, same time.
Everything they went through in 2012 with what happened with the so-called near mutiny and Ray Lewis with the triceps injury and three straight losses and Joe Flacco
planking
face down, Cam Cameron being fired. And then look where they were a few weeks later. And you see, it's easy to see the parallels with that and where this Ravens team is right now going into the divisional round. Certainly not the kind of underdog they were going to Denver, as we just observed the 8-year anniversary of the Mile High Miracle and how amazing that moment was. But a Ravens team that is a slight underdog, not a big underdog, and they shouldn't be a big underdog the way they're playing. But going up against a Bills team that has been red hot, won six in a row to close the regular season, took care of an Indianapolis team that I think was probably a little underrated in this field, even if you didn't look at them as a a dangerous top tier Super Bowl contender, still a really well balanced team, and they took care of business. And the Bills were a team like the Ravens, where this era of Ravens football, not many guys left who had been a playoff game winner. Not many guys left from 2014. So both of these teams kind of have their breakthrough moment a week ago, and now they meet in a Saturday night game of two quarterbacks that are just playing at such a high level. I mean, you love it. And assuming it is Kansas City, and again, the Browns can win. I don't think they're going to. I'm picking the Chiefs to win that game. But if that's the way it plays out, then this is the way it should go. It should be Ravens, Bills fighting it out to see who goes to Kansas City to try to knock off the defending champions. So, I think from that standpoint, that's how you want the bracket to play out.
Until we win Saturday night and Sunday morning we wake up and need the Browns to win.
Sure.
Right. Well, but you've made your case. That's fine.
If you want to take the easy road to the Super Bowl.
The Bills, I want to take any road to the Super Bowl. The Bills make me want to shout. Luke Jones is at Baltimore. Luke, they don't remember the road you go through. They just remember that you got there, so that's fine.
But either way. Think about it. The Colts, the Broncos, and Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and the Patriots.
Don Elway, throw Elway in there. Don't forget to read the book. Put Elway in there. Come on.
But that road was perfect. And I feel if this team's going to be in Tampa in a few weeks, it's going
to
be.
They need to beat Kansas City.
Yeah.
John needs to beat Andy.
But that's to your point, though, if it is Cleveland coming to Baltimore, they're not going to put an asterisk on it. So that's okay as well. I'm just saying what would be the better story. It's exercising the demons.
I'm almost afraid of losing to the Browns in an AFC championship game in Baltimore. That would be an indignity. That's a whole different thing.
You pointed it out. We're already talking way too much about what could potentially lie.
No, we're one win away. We're one win away, man. 60-minute game. That's it. One win away. Go to Buffalo and win.
But that's not an assured win, though, because like I said, this Buffalo team is very good. Very good. And you have a quarterback in Josh Allen who, if it weren't for Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, he'd be MVP of the league this year.
Lamar was the MVP. He's going to have to beat these two guys in order to get there. And probably Aaron Rodgers on the other side. So, Luke, button up, warm. It's going to be nice and warm where you are. It'll be cold in Buffalo. I mean, the hot dogs would be cold. The roads would be cold. So we'd have to get stuff stuck up our nose, all that. We're just going to sit home. We're going to Zoom on Saturday night and tweet away and Facebook away. Rest up, and I hope to see you in the victory circle on the other side. We'll be following on Twitter and all that stuff. And I know injuries, late reports, if you're on the WNST tech service brought to you by Coons Ford of Security Boulevard, you will get that first. I am Nestor. He is Luke. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Festivus and Baltimore Positive.